Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, who appeared on America's ABC News This Week program, says Iran's right to enrich uranium for its peaceful nuclear program is non-negotiable.
Iran is prepared to negotiate. Negotiations are on the table to discuss various aspects of Iran's enrichment program. Our right to enrich is non-negotiable.
But you don't need to enrich it above 20%, which is only used for military purposes.
We do not need military-grade uranium. That is a certainty, and we will not move in that direction. But what is necessary is for the two sides to sit together and reach a common objective. We should not have two competing objectives.
On the issue of relations between Iran and the U.S., the Iranian foreign minister said Iranians are willing to forgive, but not to forget.
We have not forgotten the fact that when Iraq used chemical weapons against Iran, not only the United States didn't condemn it, it went out of its way to blame us for the use of chemical weapons. So these are all facts of history which are very fresh in the minds of Iranians. We are willing to show flexibility, not forget that. We may be willing to forgive, as President Mandela said once, but we're not going to forget. Yeah.
Well, let's speak to Professor Nader Bagherzadeh. He's with the University of California and joining us from Irvine. Professor, thank you for joining us here on Press TV. Now, even though Iran has shown its willingness to be flexible, it is still continuing to insist that its rights based on international law must be recognized by the West. How willing do you think the West is in that, in as far as that goes?
Well, if you sum up all the things we have seen in the past week, and there will be some changes starting Monday when Mr. Netanyahu arrives in the White House, so we should look into see what's going to happen in the next couple of days after that regarding the officials. But so far what we have seen is a lot of gestures, but when you look at the substance, namely the enrichment, which was mentioned by Mr. Rouhani in his speech at UN. Basically, the second part of his goal for nuclear firewall was that the right to enrich was part of our right to follow peaceful nuclear technology. But what you see from what Mr. Obama mentioned during the United Nations, which was really good, it says we recognize the rights of Iranians to access nuclear energy. And Saeed Zakaria, what I suspected, parsed that sentence and asked that from Susan Rice. And lo and behold, Ms. Rice said that, yes, we carefully formed that sentence, and therefore the enrichment was not part of that. That was implied from what she said. So we really have two parts, we have two sides pretty far apart from each other from the enrichment point of view. And that is, I think, in my opinion, a major concern, because how are we going to reach a recognition of the enrichment and actually be able to enrich while the other party is still questioning whether that's possible, and there has to be a lot of hurdles. And I think we also heard that as part of this process is that the Iran has to suspend, because the United Nations Security Council demanded that. And so I'm really concerned about what is going to give in this process for the two parties to reach an agreement.
And Professor Bagherzadeh, let me just interrupt you there. We're running out of time. How do you see Obama's stance, West's stance per se, now that Netanyahu is on this path of making sure that no solution is actually reached?
Well, that is a really a tough point for Mr. Obama, because I don't think he can deliver the things that he needs to deliver as part of this negotiation. I think Mr. Zakaria mentioned that in his opening remarks, that said you have only the executive power, but the Congress is not behind you. So now with Mr. Netanyahu arriving tomorrow in the White House, I think that window, that gate is actually closing in. So I'm really concerned about what Mr. Obama can offer with respect to these negotiations when the Congress is in conflict with Mr. Obama regarding the Obamacare, and the Iran issue would be even more defiant and objectionable by the Congress.
Okay, so we're going to have to wait and see how this pans out. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Professor Nader Bagherzadeh with the University of California there joining us from Irvine. We appreciate your comments here on Press TV, Professor.